Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Today's daf is daf nun ches. Just wanted to talk about taisus. We have to say really two taisus in over here. And then one point maybe from the Shita Mikubetzes that we sort of skipped over. Pesach Shein Onechel, right? The taisus here is on daf, the nunvavim beis on the bottom. Taisus has a question. The Mishnah says, again, differentiating between the different karbonis and the uniqueness of a Pesach is that it's Eina Nechal Ela Balayla, Ve'Eina Nechal Ela Ad Chatzos, Ve'Eina Nechal Ela Nuyo, Ve'Eina Nechal Ela Tzli. These are all different dinim that the Karbon Pesach has. It's unique. Look at Taisus. Look at Taisus Kasha. Major Taisus. Back to Isvis, the bottom of the Nvovim Beis, Dibra Maskel HaPesach, Temo, Lisni Nami, Deino Nechal, Ela, Al Matzlis Umroivim. The Mishnah should have said that a Pesach is unique, that it's only eaten Al Matzlis Umroivim. Oh, wow. Jonathan, you... That's why I'm saying it. The Rav spoke about it on Yom Tov many times, but let's look at the Reino Chaim says a teretz, and then there's a really Taisus says a teretz. Inami la, the last Taisus, last teretz of Taisus. Taisus says Inami la bu mitzvah de gufei the Pesach. Not a mitzvah the gufa Pesach. So the question is, Taisus kash is a real pliat sumo because Taisus could have asked what? That the Mishnah should have also said that you eat the Karban Pesach b'haseba. Why did the Mishnah say that you have to be leaning when you eat the Karban Pesach? Maybe it's the Araisin, the Rabbanan. I mean, what does the din of Almatas and Roidim have to do with the dinim of the Karban Pesach? It's not a din in the Karban Pesach. It's a din how you have to eat it. You have to eat it with matzah sumroirim. There's a certain context, like Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does that have to do with the deen? We're listening to the deen of Karbonis, like Zehu Mekoyimin Shel Zvachim. Right? You want to bring in all these things? You want to bring in the fact that you have to say the Haggadah? Why don't you bring in Rabbi Gamliel? That in order for you to be Yotzeh, well, it's not what you're being Yotzeh, but Koshlem Dvar Malolu, Eina Yotzeh Nechavasoi, Shosh Dvar Malolu, Pesach Matzah Mora. Well, so the question is, why doesn't Taisus, what's Taisus asking? So you can say from Taisus, you can say one of two ways. You can say that Taisus vice Taisus from the Kasha is saying either there's a din in the Pesach, Taka is a din in the carbon, it's a din in carbon Pesach, that it has to be eaten Al matzas umroir. What would be the potential nafkamin? I'm just to illustrate it. Let's say, for example, you have a meiser pesach. According to Ben Tema, has dinim of a pesach, right? Meiser pesach has dinim of a carbon pesach. He says, for example, Ben Tema, that the meiser pesach has to be eaten bitzli. It has to be roasted. Maybe over there you have to eat al matzas umroir. Potentially, I don't think you have to. I don't think it would make sense because you're not eating it on Pesach. But just to illustrate the point, that it's a din in the Karban Pesach, or you can say, the other way to say it, is that it's a din in the Achila of Karban Pesach, meaning it's not just the Mitzvah Hayyim. It's not like one of the Mitzvah Hayyim, you have a Seder night and you eat a Pesach at the Seder night. No, it's actually a din in the Achila of the Karban Pesach, like, potentially, like the din of Tzli. The din of Tzli is not just it's a mitzvah. You have to eat the Karban Pesach and then make sure you eat it while it's roasted because, that's a better way to eat it. In the sense that there's a separate kiyum, there's a separate Indian concept to eat it but sleep. No. It's a din in the achil of the Karban Pesach. And that's from Toysis Vais Toysis, the din of Matzah Samroim. It's not a separate Indian. It's actually a din in the achil of the Karban Pesach. So you could say one of two ways. The din, the kiyum, like we said, Karbonas have to be eaten. There's a din in the Chetzu. The carbon has to be eaten. Even without the Chiddush of the Beis HaLevi. There's a din that the carbon has to be eaten. So now there's a din. It has to be eaten by Karban Pesach. It has to be eaten. It's a din in the chefzah. The achil of the Karban Pesach has to be done in the context or with matzah sumroirim. Right? That's one way to say it. That's a very big chiddush. The other way to say it is that really the chefzah doesn't have to be eaten in any way, shape, or form. It's the fact that I, to be mechayim my mitzvah of achilas kachim of Karban Pesach, I have to eat it in certain ways. And one of that is including, one of those ways is matzah sumroirim, similar to tzli. Also similar to the din of chatzos, potentially. The din of chatzos, just to mention, there's the Ar Sameach and Reb Chaim who say that noiser is not chal until the morning. Rebbe always brings it to Tosefta. The noiser is not chal until the morning. The din chatzos, even like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's a diaraisa, the din noiser won't be chal until the morning. And Ar Sameach says that even though there's a mitzvah of eating Karban Pesach until Chatzos, let's say it was left over, you still have to eat it because it's a din of achilas kachim, like regular kachim. Yom v'lai lo echad. Right, but that, whatever it is, that din, l'chayru, is a din based on this, these svaras. It's a din in the achilas. It's not a din that the korban has to be nechal until Chatzos. It's a din that how I have to eat it. I have to eat it before it gets too late. So just important to mention this taisus, major yediyah. And then the other thing I wanted to mention, we skipped over, the Gemara learns out that again in Vavam Beis Vahanoiser Ad Yom Hashlishi, that's the halacha that I'm just trying to find the sheet in the Kuvetzes. Yeah, it's in the sheet in the Kuvetzes Ois Ches. The Gemara learns out that Hanoiser Ad Yom, which is the noiser on the second day, has to be eaten on the second day. And it can't be eaten the night after the second day by a shlomim. And the question is, the Shita Mekubetzes, if you look at this, Pirush HaKuntres for Kosher, if you look at that in my,
yeah.
You see it? First white line in my, the Kosher Sharei Ksiv, HaNoyser B'Posit, Dehainu Shindipsil V'Nasa Noyser. Right? That you're telling me what? That the Pasuk is talking about the second day that's left over on the second day? You can't eat it the night afterwards. The term is calling it nicer and it's puzzle already. So it can't be talking about the second day. What's the Gemara calling the limud of nicer that it's eaten the second day and not the night after the second day is because it says nicer ad yoim bo'ed yoim. It's not nicer yet. How you explaining that that's what the pasuk means? Here's what the Shita says as you saw it. No, on the second day, it's not puzzle, it's nicer. However, it is noiser. Ela noiser shloyachol biyom rishoyin kimitzvosoi. The ikur mitzvah loachol biyom rishoyin apal pishenecholim shemilushneyon v'laylo. The chenami ashkechan he says shemikur noiser apal pishadayin kashuhu laachilo deksiv hamnoisim imenu yeochel. Uperakamad the psachim pirashti toisur rabbeinu peretz. This is the rabbeinu peretz. It's rabbeinu peretz. The big chiddush of rabbeinu peretz. He says it in psachim and daf gimel that the halacha of noiser is not just that it becomes pasul after the full zman achila. Like a shlamin, if you wait until the second day, that's also not, you could remain, you don't delay. Now the psul is only chal on the second night or the third day, like chizki or whatever, but the ikar achila is on the first day, and that's why the Torah calls it noiser on the second day. It's not pasul, but it's still called noiser. And the Ramban and Chumash says the same thing. Famous, we have to just, again, mention the Shita Mekubetzes. And the other thing that I sort of skipped over was the Rabbeinu Tam, just to understand, Dam Nifsel B'Shkiyas Achama. The Kasha was, Dam Nifsel B'Shkiyas Achama, we already have a Pasuk saying that the Zerika has to be during the day. So why do you need a new din of Dam Nifsel B'Shkiyas Achama? Right, so Rashi said his Teretz, and then there's other Terutzim, everyone says another Terutzim. Unmentioned, the Rabbeinu Tam says that there are two shkiyas. Right? The Rabbeinu Tam says that there's a shkiya, and he answers Gemara instead of Saiser because of this. The main thesis is in Menachos, I should say, Daf Chav. But the Rabbeinu Tam says that there's a shkiya that's 4 milin before Tzeisach Echav, before night, much longer time. Regarding all dinim, that has a din of yoyim. That has a din of yoyim. When it comes to the din of Dam Nisal v'Shkiyas Achama, that Shkiyah, the first Shkiyah, which again is a process, Shkiyah is a process, it's setting, the sun is setting until it becomes night, That shkia, the first shkia, even though it's yayin for everything, you can blow shofar during that time. But when it comes to the din of dam, the din of zrika, it's nifsa from the first shkia. The second shkia is 3/4 of a mil before it says a kechavim. So, for example, regarding the din of Ner Chanukah, right, the din of Ner Chanukah should be, the Bein Otam says, is not from the first shkia. It's the middle of the day, shagar b'tira. It's like a candle in the middle of the day. You can't even notice it. So the Bein Otam says that din would say mishatishka acham. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, for example, that's based off of 3/4 of a mil before tzeisak acham. So just Bein Otam. Same thing. Yeah, the first shkia is not is mamish. It's mamish day. There's something that the briskers do also. There's something that the briskers do based off of this Rabbeinu Tam when it comes to the second shkia. They like Chanukah, like not that, whatever. Okay. All right. So that's a couple of points. That, Okay. All right. Baruch David, I mentioned the Nor Sameach. You there?
I was there. I heard you.
Okay.
I heard you very well.
Okay. Good.
I heard you very well. And I heard you with the Pesach. The way we say it is that there are certain halachas in the kachim of Pesach and certain halachas in the mitzvah of Pesach. The mitzvah achos habasa b'layla hazeh is a mitzvah. Just like this mitzvah matzah, it's a chulendik mitzvah. Then there are certain mitzvahs that are inherent in the kachim aspect of the Karban Pesach.
Right.
And then they go through by Neisar, by Tzli and the Bentema, etc., etc. It all has to do with Neisar Pesach. Because there are different gersois in the Tosefta, you may say, and matzah mara is part of the mitzvah of Pesach. Not the kachim mitzvah, not the kachim aspect of Pesach, but the mitzvah aspect of kachim, of Pesach.
Good, yeah.
That's where Moshe Soloveitchik has a big, big piece on that. That's where he does it.
Yeah, the Soloveitchik's on this. So that's, it's important to mention it. You explained it better than I did.
No, I didn't. I don't think it's a different twist.
Different twists, different angles. Okay, all right, ready to start the next parak.
Boy.
Azel Mekoyman. Adrin Allah. The only nechama we have is that we're all going to say it before davening, Mitzvah Hashem.
And I understand it.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure to end early now so we say Azel Mekoyman. Okay, Zot the Mishnah. All right. I hope everyone has a diagram because you might need it for Amud Beis. Yeah, you have it in your head. Okay, good. Kotche Kotchim. Kotche Kotchim. What are Kotche Kotchim? The Holy of Holies. Kotche Kotchim. Sheshachtim Bereish Mizbeach. So we know Kotche Kotchim.
Diagram of the Mizbeach.
The Mizbeach. Vis-a-vis the Azara. Not just the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach.
With respect to the
Azara, the Pesach HaHechol, the Ulam, you're going to need a diagram. I'll try to explain it outside as much as I can. Kotchi Kotchim. Kotchi Kotchim have to be Shechet B'Tzofen. The main source being, of course, Oilam. That's really where it all starts. The rule is it has to be Shechet B'Tzofen. But the Mishnah says, Sheshachtim B'Roisham Mizbeach. Let's say you shecht it on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach has unique dinim. And he didn't shecht it b'tzofen, or he did. We're not really sure. We'll see in the Gemara. But he shechted it on the Reish Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach, the altar. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi says, Ki'ilu nishchetu b'tzofen. It's as if you shechted it in the tzofen. So it's not tzofen, but it's like you shechted a b'tzofen, meaning that it's going to be kosher. It's going to be a good shechita. Yeah, it depends where. South. Now, where is the Mizbech situated? Again, we're not sure. Depends on the south or the north of the Mizbech. Mechatzi Mizbech l'tzofen is k'tzofen. Then it's like the north. Look at Taisus on top over here. Taisus says,
Kachim kachim sheshachtam. It's mashmas the din b'di'evet. Like Taisus, if you hold that it's tight, if it's tzafen, why can't you do a lechatchila? Just take the animal up to the top of the mizbeach. It's very convenient. Instead of having to do everything on the bottom with the fats and this and that and the dam, you just do it on the top of the mizbeach. Yeah, it was on the makom. Yeah. So why don't you do it on the top? Taisus says midiraisa shrecha lechatchila. You can, in the Chanami, Kedashinim is a vachta love. The Gemara is going to bring a pasuk that you are allowed to shecht the carbon, the chatchilo, on the Mizbeach. So, really, in the Chanami, it's good, but midrabonon, Shem and Hodanokev, the Eved, midrabonon, shalai tarbet skulalim. Yeah, so, yeah, translation, right? The midrabonon, they said you can't because it might relieve itself up there.
What is
might get scared of heights and, you know. Oh, well, that's a three-way machloikis. Is it from Mekia or Mizbeach? Is it north of the Azara? Is it only north of the...
We're going to... Why is it the side of the Maila operation Mizbeach?
Can we wait till the Gemara?
Because
the Gemara is going to... The Gemara's Mama is going to address what you're saying. I thought he meant that there is a din d'rabbanan, but there is a din. I wasn't sure. I hear what you're saying. I wasn't sure, but I thought he meant there is a din d'rabbanan. The truth is that it's very... This, why did I read this place? Just because there's a famous Taz, and I think it's also a Prima Gadim in the Psicha Kailalis. You correct me, Rabbi David, who holds that if the Torah is mati or something, the Chachamim cannot go and say it's awesome. The Torah is mati or something explicitly, the Chachamim can't come and say, because the Torah is all-encompassing. If the Torah says it's mutter for generations, you can't come and now make zeros to Rabbanan.
Right.
The Taisus is a problem. Right, because the Gemara is going to bring a Pasuk, and Taisus says, Midyarais l'chatchilo, you're allowed to. So the question is, maybe that is Taisus a Suffolk, that's what I'm saying. In the Rabbanan, but this is the Taz. I don't know where the Taz is again. Is it
It talks about Mila and Shabbos. One of the reasons they didn't do Shemay Avirenu is because it says Biyam Hashmini Yimal Afil B'Shabbos, and the Chachamim couldn't interfere with that.
What about Lulav Shabbos?
It doesn't say there's a Befer Sheheter on Shabbos.
You need a Pusik.
Could someone turn on the heat? I'm a little cold. Is someone able to turn on the heat? I don't want to Chas V'Shalom make everyone too hot, but my hands are freezing. I have my tea and have everything here. I'm just a little cold with it. Whatever. Don't do it for me. If I'm Batul Barayt Tzibur, if the oilum is as hot.
Not for you, then who?
Okay. So anyway, so that's the Taisus. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Zakei Gemara. Amar Hoya Rabbi Yosi. So Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and it's important to know that this statement of Rav Asi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is a standalone statement. It's not coming to explain the Mishnah. Maybe it is the Pshat in the Mishnah, but that's not what Rabbi Yochanan was coming to say. Rashi says, Gemara Gomi Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see why it's important in Pshat, that Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosi, Amar Hoya Rabbi Yosi, Kuloi Mizbeach B'tzafoin Koi. The entire Mizbeach is... Now we're going to, this is the discussion, literally, for the next block. Is the Mizbeach in the Tzafen or is it not? Rabbi Yosi says that the Mizbeach is Kuloi B'Tzafen. Oh, so Frank the Gemara, Maiki Ilu. So if you're going to shecht on the Mizbeach, what does it mean it's as if you're shechting it B'Tzafen? It is B'Tzafen. Maiki Ilu.
Tzafen of what?
Tzafen of the Azara. Tzafen of the Azara.
Halfway.
Yeah, you divide the halfway point, correct.
Maybe Tzafen means
Tzafen.
Maybe Tzafen means Tzafen.
Okay, wait. Okay, but this at this point, Mizbeach B'Tzafen means the Tzafen in the Azorah. That's the simple understanding. You might think that what? There's another condition. That not only does it have to be B'Tzafen, but it also has to be by the foot of the Mizbeach, Al Yerach HaMizbeach. And here, you're not Al Yerach HaMizbeach, you're Al Reish HaMizbeach. So you might think you need that. Kamash Lon, the Mishnah is saying that you, What's the Kamash Malan? Is the Kamash Malan that you don't need Al Yerech, or is the Kamash Malan that it's called Al Yerech? This is two Lishainas in the Shita Mikubetzes. By the foot of the Mizbeach.
By
the foot of the Mizbeach. No, Al Yerech HaMizbeach, Tzofoinu. Well, the word Yerech means the knee. The thigh. On the thigh of the Mizbeach?
So vertical, what does that mean? You can't do it on the floor?
You have to do it not on the roof. Let's say it like that. Not on the roof.
Does that mean you have to do it on the Yisrael? Because the floor is not on
the Yerech? No. That is the Mizbeach. If you do it on the Yisrael, you're Al Rosh HaMizbeach, because you're on the top.
So, all right. Means adjacent.
Adjacent, yeah, that's a good word. Adjacent, yeah. So the question is, what's the Kamash Malan? So the Shita Megubetz says there's two ways of learning this. Either you don't need Al Yerech, he says, is just coming to say that you can't shecht it in the air, like we learned before, Chav Dalet. Or Al Yerech means that it's called Al Yerech, it's called Al adjacent while you're on it. That's also called Al Yerech. Leave that to you to explain. Okay, fine. Amalek, what's the difference? The question is, I don't know. Shari nafkaminus lendinalu. Amalek, Rav Zeira le Rav Asi. Rav Zeira said to Rav Asi, Elameatos, if you're learning this, and he understood, Rav Zeira, that Rav Asi was coming to explain the Mishnah. That's really what he thought. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to do. So Rav Zeira said to Rav Asi, if you're going to learn like this, so what's Rav Yeshua Yehuda's opinion? So he must say that what? The logic follows that Rav Yeshua Yehuda, who says that you can do it on the northern half, as opposed to the southern half of the Mizbeach, holds that the Mizbeach is split, meaning right down the middle of the Mizbeach. Now when we say Mizbeach, by the way, it's not including the Kevesh. Okay, I hope that is clear. No one holds that maybe one opinion in Yuma, but you can, that's for sure.
If it's tough.
Oh, you want to know if in our Mishnah, if that's called Rosh HaMizbeach, Pashas not. I would say not. But I'm not sure. I don't want to say answers.
So is this Mishnah just discussing the vertical level at which you do Shkita? In addition to the north-south axis, are we worried about down?
No, is this considered soften or not? That's the question.
Yeah, but is the potential soften in soften that it's not northerly enough, that because the Mizbeach isn't located in the soften and the Mizbeach acquires the space where it is, the direction where it is, or is it that soften really means up ground?
I don't know this too. I'm not sure I understand. The question is, is this considered tzofen or not? Does this have the halacha of tzofen?
Why would you?
Because maybe it's not b'tzofen.
Yeah.
Or maybe al yerech. Yeah, you need al yerech. Yeah. Now it might be a new din. The Gemara is going to say it's a new din. Why don't we read the Gemara?
Yeah,
let's get back to the Gemara. Let's read the final maskon and then we'll clear hakiras, if that's okay. It's like they asked shor shenoga chesapora. Why does the Mishnah say shor shenoga chesapora? Should have said Shor Shenoga Chesashor. So they spent 6 months on it, and then said, you know what? We don't have an answer. Let's go weiter. It says Shor Shenoga Chesaporo V'nipsu Ubra B'tzidu. So it has to be a female, because otherwise it wouldn't have an Ubra. So sometimes we have to go weiter. Okay. So let's read the more weiter. Okay. Let me ask Rav Yeshua Rav Yehuda Nachanami Dechetsi B'tzof and Dechetsi B'darim. Okay, so that's what he would hold. You can say what? Maybe that's what it means. But he said to him, Rav Zeira said back to Rav Asi, you said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Moider Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, Shem Shachton Kinegdim Bekarkos Psula, that if you shecht it, and the equivalent on the ground, meaning not on the Mizbeach, on the ground in the same area, so to speak, then it's going to be puzzle. So if it's considered, if the Mizbeach is in the middle of the Azara, north is north and south is south, So then connected Makarka should be kosher. On the north is the north, and the south is the south. So you can't say that that's the uptaich, that's the pshat and the machloikis, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So what is the pshat? So Amar Lei, so now Rashi said back to Rabbi Zeira, Hachikam Rabbi Yochanan. No, Rabbi Yochanan, when he said this, again, when he said this in Rabbi Yosi, he wasn't saying this as a way because he heard that that was the pshat in the mission. It was a Messiah that he had. Rather, the machlekes in the mission is a whole different thing. Nothing to do with the fact of whether the mizbech has been softened or not. Even if it be bedarim, it doesn't matter. Mishnah is totally the machlekes of how to read a pasuk. Shnei mikro echad darshu. Zavachta alav es oilei secha v'es shilomecha. You shall shecht on it your oilois and your shlomim. So it seems to say that you are allowed to shecht on the mizbech itself. Oh, so that's what Taisa says. The Raisa Shrech of Chatchila. What does it mean? Should you? I don't know if you should. Olav could be Al Basamach. Is this a drusher? Al Basamach, maybe. I don't know. There's Rabbi Yisrael Sabra Kulay Olav Shlamim. When the Torah says you can shecht it, the Olav there and the Shlamim, it means the entire Mizbech is kosher for the Olav and the Shlamim. Again, no matter where the Mizbech is situated, it's its own safe haven, Mizbech Mekadosh. So you can shecht the Oila and the Shlamim up there. Now why do you need a pasuk to tell us that you can shecht a Shlamim? Because maybe, again, you might think, Rashi says, look at the Rashi, let's look at this Rashi, major Rashi. This might address what you were saying, Jonathan. Kula l'Oila v'kula l'Shlamim. Kula ra'i l'shchitas Oila. Everything is kosher for Shechitas Oila. The Kedusha of Tzofen alone. Because the Kedusha of Tzofen is on it.
What's the it in there? The
Mizbeach has Kedusha, the sanctity of Tzofen extends to the top of the Mizbeach.
Regardless of where it is.
Regardless of where it is. That's the din, yeah.
So we don't care where it is on the north-south axis.
That's correct.
And it's okay that it's not on the ground. Those are the two points.
Yeah, yeah. And there's the chiddush from this Rashi, is that you see that the din soften is not a kviyas makom ba'alma, like we said. It's based on the kedusha. It's another source. And the melo kule roi l'shlomim, sha'shlomim k'sher in afet soften v'kavuchomer v'pirkan d'liyo. Right, Rashi says, you have a kavuchomer, that the Kedusha Shlomim is, the Kedusha Tzofen is going to extend to the top of the Mizbech, and now we have a Kavachomer. Now the problem with Rashi is, if there's a Kavachomer like this, the Teretz is, that no, the only reason why, what? No, but Rashi says Kavachomer. So why is Rashi only picking one? So the pshat is, because if you remember, the Rashi said the reason why the other opinion doesn't hold of the Kal v'Chomer is because he held that the din of Tzofen is not based off of Kedusha. Right? But maybe Ayin Chanami, once it's based off of the Kedusha, you have the Kal v'Chomer when it comes to a Shlomim. But Ayin Chanami, the source could be something else. Right, Taisus, I should just mention, Taisus really, I think Taisus, asked this question. I saw someone quoting from Taisus. Yeah, again, Rashi brings one opinion. The question is once you say that the din tzofen is a din in Kedusha, everyone agrees it's the Kavachomer. The other opinion held, like Rashi said, that there's no Kavachomer only because tzofen is a din kviyas makom ba'alma. But once you say that the din tzofen is based on Kedusha, so then of course you have a Kavachomer.
Can you explain that? What that means,
Kedusha tzofen? Tzofen has a special sanctity to it. And that sanctity you have. The Mizbeach is its own category, or has the same sanctity that the Tzofen has.
Even though
it's more Kaddish. Right. Maybe you think that. Yeah. It could be Bedarim. Yeah. Oh, wow. Mamish, I started the shiur. We got diagrams today. Thank you, Rabbi Gelman.
Thank you,
Mamish.
Rabbi.
by Yalman, it should be Kol Ha'ez B'Tzayi, all the brachas. Misha Oishkin Sarchei Tzibur Ve'Luna Nu Chazen Gibber. Alright, very good. I see our Mahalach is becoming more like Rabbi Stefanski's Mahalach. I think we're leading more towards Rabbi Stefanski than over Rabbi Bornstein. What? we're headed. That's where we're headed. All right. Okay. Good. So that's the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. I'm still, my hands are freezing. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar Chetzi Loyel VeChetzi Lishlamim. He said no. The pasuk is telling us. Half is kosher for the oil, half is kosher for the shlamim. These are kadai to kule loilo kosher. Hashda, you have a kavah chaymer. If you're going to tell me that the Torah is telling us that the kule is kosher loilo, hashda kule loilo kosher kule shlamim. Of course, if it's kosher for oil, and like we said, it has dushas tzofen, so kavah chaymer shlamim is going to be okay. So that's how he says. Vice versa, the Torah is not saying it's chetzi l'shem and chetzi l'chem. Yeah. So therefore you split it. No, and you're going to learn that the Mizbeach is similar to the Azara. North, north is north. South is south. Yeah.
Oh, so he is physically weird located. He, according to him, is physically weird location located?
No, no. He's splitting the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is like its own little oasis. Like Mizbeach Mekadosh. Just b'fnei atzmo. Yeah. The Idoch, the Tanakama, he has this Kabbalah. So why did the Torah say Shlomim? It's true, because I need it. Sakadai the Chamino, Oil Hu the Dochaklei, interesting Svara. Oil Hu the Dochaklei, Makum. Maybe you think that the Torah, if the Torah only said that an oil was kosher on the top of the Mizbeach, the whole Mizbeach, you might think that only an oil. Why? Because oil is limited. There's only one place you can check the oil, in the Tzofen. So it might be a crowded day in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's not enough room in the tzofen. So the Torah said, you know what? If you have to resort to it, go to the top of the Mizbeach. So there I might think, fine, it's kosher l'oila. But for a shlomim, you don't have that svara, because a shlomim you can check wherever you want. So maybe not, maybe not. You wouldn't be able to, there's no dachak le'alma. Av a shlomim d'loi dachak le'makam, eim aloi. You might think you can't use it. So therefore the Torah says, kamash one, you can't. But in a chanami, the top of the Mizbeach is kosher. Bain for the oila, bain for the shlomim, alt is good, moving along. Gufa. Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Maidu Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Shochtan, Kineg, the Bekarka, Psuas. So if he's Maidu, that if you shecht it, Bekarka, then it's going to be Possel. Kineg, the Bekarka is Possel. Rashi goes through a whole cheshbon over here, how we know that it's not referring to the size of the Mizbeach. The connector, the opposite side, like not the adjacent to the Mizbeach. It's important to look at Rashi. We don't have time really to go through the Cheshbon.
It's an ambiguous term.
It's an ambiguous term. Right. So, what does it mean? Ezer connector. Yeah, Ezer connector. What does that mean? Ezer connector.
It's an ambiguous term.
Hey, very good. Good Marshall. Yeah. So, it's not the size. Look at Rashi. It goes through a Cheshbon. The question is, what does it mean, k'neged makarka psulas? Amar Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina. My k'neged makarka. Ilema, if you're going to say, ama yisoid, ba'ama soivev, you're going to say what? The karka just means on a lower level. Like on the yisoid, to shecht it on the yisoid, on the, I'm not sure how you can do this exactly. You bring this animal on them, okay, maybe it's a small animal.
Yeah,
sheep, a sheep, a you're not bringing a shore on the yisoid. Yeah, 2 feet wide. So you're bringing a chef's wood. Okay, good. Yeah. What? That's length.
That's not 14.
All right. So it can't be the Amri Soid. Hi, goof of the Mizbeach, because that is the goof of Mizbeach. Va'oid, my connect the Mekarka. It's mashma, the connect the Mekarka. It's not really on the Karka.
You said the Soid would be righteous.
Yeah, right, that's what I was saying. I was coming from here. That's what I was coming from. That's why I said we have to go fight it. You have a right, yeah. V'chitema, here's another one. V'chitema, the Ovid Mechilas, V'karka. Maybe you'll make tunnels. Tunnels under the Mizbeach. You dig under the Mizbeach. V'shachetbu, and you'll shecht there.
So then you'd say, what? That's called connecta b'karka. So now, think about it. If this is going to be the case, you're going to have to say that Rabbi Yossi is going to hold, sorry, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that the Mizbeach is half in the north and half in the south. Even though we said that that's not necessary for the heter, potentially, but he's going to have to hold that connecta b'karka is going to be, is actually going to have to be, the Mizbeach is going to have to be in the middle, because otherwise connecta b'karka would not be okay. Right? There's not a...
You need soften.
You need soften. And the Mizbeach is soften, but underneath the Mizbeach... So that's what the Chiddush of Rabasi, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, will be saying in Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. No, that's only the tiles. The tiles. At the time. Who says it has a din soften? You can shecht it. It has a din azara.
No,
has a din mizbeach. Who says it? What, has a din of Rosh Hashanah mizbeach?
Yeah, why didn't have a din?
Right, but who says it has a din soften?
Because now it has a din mizbeach.
Well, so you're saying it has a din of Rosh Hashanah mizbeach? I don't know. Maybe it's only the din Rosh Hashanah mizbeach mamish. Who says that has to have a din? Yeah, maybe kasha with the teretz. Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's a kasha with the. Well, the truth is, over here, we know from before that the real issue would be why would it be possible lemaisa, right? Because lemaisa, he was mekadosh out of tahayim, so why wouldn't have a din soften? Well, let's see the gzeiros hakasa. That's a little bit of an issue. Okay, so what's the case again? They made tunnels under the mizbeach and he shechted it, and the chiddush would be that's going to be possible. Even if it would be tzafen, it would be possible. Why would it be possible? Because it's not Rosh Hashanah's bear. B'chitema David mechilas b'karka b'shachabu, and there's a problem. B'chayagav niyav mizbeach. Is there a mizbeach in the case where you build a tunnel under it? Meaning, the Mishnah says that if you do it on the mizbeach, and you have a mizbeach, it's going to be kosher. But if you do it on the side while you have a mizbeach, then it's going to be possible. But if you're talking about a case where, not the side, under it, you're doing it under the mizbeach, and the mizbeach is again built on tunnels. In that case, you can't even do it on the mizbeach. Vatanyon, because it says mizbeach adam atasali shemachuber v'adam oshli evnenu le'agabim mechilus le'agabim kipin. You can't build a mizbeach on top of tunnels or on top of a dome. It has to be on the ground, and the ground has to be full. So it can't be talking about a case where you do mechilus, because then on the mizbeach itself it wouldn't work. Under it, under the mizbeach. Oh, you mean as far? How far down do we go? I don't know. Yeah, out of time. I don't know. Yeah, so. Yeah.
That is a very big issue. How far down does it go? That is a big Mishnah Melech on that. It's a very big issue.
Are you listening?
There's a big Mishnah Melech. I'm looking for it right now. There's a very, very big Mishnah Melech. Was the Mizbeach different than the red? All the Harabayas was keepin. In other words, it was double tier, double decker. And now the question is, what about the Mizbeach? Were there domes and decks underneath, the different stages underneath the Mizbeach? It's a big problem.
Oh.
I will find it. I'm looking for it right now. It's a big Mishnah Melech, the big Malbum. It's very nice.
You'll send it to me. Maybe we'll go through it.
I will do it. I will send it to you. I'll send it. The Malbum is magnificent. He figures out something. It's unbelievable. The Malbum is on, in Parshas Yisrael, at the end of Parshas Yisrael. But we should wait until Samach Aleph. Samach Aleph is where the thing comes up.
Yeah. Well, it's not under the Mizbeach. The question is under. That's what he's. That's what Shmuel. That's what Baruch Levin is saying. That it's. The question is the Mizbeach and how far down. Yeah, very good. Okay. So Zokti Gemara. So what's the case? Le'tzricha the batri b'tzuri. The case is where you shorten the Mizbeach, which we learn later on is it's not ma'akiv. The Mizbeach doesn't, it could be big, small, doesn't matter, as long as it's square. So he actually shortened the Mizbeach, and the Chiddush is over here, if you make it shorter, even though that's where the Mizbeach would be, it's not going to be kosher if you make it shorter. And Rashi says, Shachal Shem Shulis, V'afagav D'yerechu Pasalei. And this is where we learn, Alma Svirulei, Rashi says, B'dor Mazonuhu. This is the pure, this is the source that he holds that it's B'dorim. Because now that you're shechting in the place of the Mizbeach, if it would be B'tzofen, if the Mizbeach would be B'tzofen at that point, then it would be kosher. It would be kosher at that point. But because we're passing that as possible, when you shorten the Mizbeach, it must be that that's Darim. And this is the source. He holds again. So what happens is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the entire Mizbeach is B'darim, and yet the half north, northern half of the Mizbeach is going to be okay. Okay. So the next amount of Gemara is going to go into this halacha of where the Mizbeach is situated in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. So Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan before that Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach is Bitzofen. And Rashi said it was a Masari that he had. We're going to go now into the source. Amar Abzeira. Efshri Yisil Hadar Rabbi Yochanan. V'loitalin Rabbin Asnisen. This is a great thing, this great thing that Rabbi Yochanan said, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the Mizbeach is in Tzofen. Is it possible that it's only said through a Masairah and we don't have a Mishnah that says like this? So he said, that's what Abzeira said. Nofak dakva ashkach. Yes, he actually put in the effort, he investigated, and he found a Mishnah that it is in the north, according to Rabbi Yossi. How do we know? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Biru misham atze te'ena. They went into the Lishkas or Eitzim and they used the fig tree wood. Atze te'ena yofim. Nice ones. Good ones. High quality. They would use it for the Marocha Shnia Shakhtayrus. There were different pyres, right? Different pyres on the Mizbeach. We had the big main one in the middle and then we had other ones there. Yeah, well, the best of the best. The best of the best. And Rashi says, why was it Ta'ena? To be Mechaper on the Chet of other Marishan. That's why the V'yisru Alei Sa'ena. So they find the best wood and they make a second pyre for the Ketoris. And where would this be? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I'm not Chashom to say that you have to be quiet, but if you miss one step here, you are gone. So you will miss the next block Gemara if you miss one step. I'm going to explain it the best I can. No, I don't want to. All right, we got to learn. So you have the atzei te'ino that are nice to say the maroch hashnia shok toyers. Okay. Now, where would this Maroch HaShnia, the second part, where would it be? Keneged Kerem HaRobes Droimis. It would be on the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Moshech Men HaKeren Klapitzofen Arba Amis. It would go from the edge of the Mizbeach towards the north. Four Amis. Now, the Mizbeach means, look, oh, very good. Thank you, Rabbi Gelman. Mamish, what is it? Mamish, Eliyahu Novi. Yes, that's correct. So, it has to be upside down. So if you look at the bottom left of the Mizbeach, you have the Yesoid. Oh my gosh. You have the Yesoid, the Soivev, the Mokum HaKronis, and then the Mokum Hiluch HaKlehanim. Each one of those being an Amma. So that's four Ammas. Okay? That is where the measurements are from. Just don't think, we're not just referring to the square on the top of the Mizbeach. We're talking about the whole Mizbeach, the square of the whole Mizbeach. 32 by 32, very important. Remember three things for the Gemara. The Mizbeach's dimensions was 32 by 32.
Out the
No, with it.
But it wasn't.
That's the point.
What about the missing Yesoid?
Well, the Yesoid was 31 by 32, but it wasn't square.
Two by 32. It's including that. Yes. Yes. Including that part of the Yesoid. Yeah. And the other thing is that the Hechel, the Pesach of the Hechel, was situated right in the middle of the Azora, and it was 10 Amos wide, 5 in the south of the Azora, 5 in the north. Okay, that's idea number two. Number three is that the Pesach of the Ulam was 20 amos wide, situated in the middle of the Azara, and it was 10 amos in the north, 10 amos in the south, of which there was an overlap with the Pesach of the Heichal, 5 amos within each part. And you can look at that, you can see that over here as well. Those are the three parts, okay? So now we have the Maroch HaShniya Shel Keteris on the bottom left, southwest corner, 4 amos into the Mizbeach, and there would be Ba'omim Chamesh San Gachom, there would be 5 saw of ash over there for the coals to burn the Keteris you'd bring, that's 5 saw in. But B'Shabbos would be more, Ba'omim Shemoyne San, there'd be 8 saw in over there because you need to do on Shabbos there was an extra avoda of doing lechem aponim, and they'd bring them over there. So now this is the first mishnah. Umay simon. Now, what is the simon to say that we the source or the sign? What is the way of remembering or the way of indicating that the Maroch HaShniya Shel Keteris was where it was? Southwest corner, 4 amos towards the north of the mizbeach. So that's where we bring Rabbi Yossi. And this is going to be the proof that Rabbi Yossi holds the whole Mizbeach as B'tzof. Maisi, Mona, Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, Linton of Bryce.
The picture shows that it's not
in
the...
It's a stickle off in the picture.
Well, you can't have a picture, but the whole three sheets of the one should.
No, because it's really very... Okay, please, we're confused already. Rabbi Yossi, Armezeh Simen, this is the Simen. Anything that's taken from the inside of the heichal to put on the outside, you put it in the place that's as close as possible to the Pesach, okay, of the heichal. Anything that's taken from the outside, to put in the heichal, then it's only taken from the place as close as possible to the entrance of the Heichal. So now we're going to explain what this means. What is the thing that is taken from the Heichal to put on the outside? What is that? If you're going to talk about Shiraim of the Chatois HaPnimius, those are it's taken from the Heichal. After you do the Zrikas, you take it from the Heichal and you put it on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Don't tell me that has to be right next to the Pesach of the Heichal. Because behedik zibu, it's a pasuk. Al yisoy mizbach oilu asher pesach oil moy. So that can't be what this brisa, this simon, is teaching us over here, because that we know. Vesu, and the other case, kol hanidah b'chutz linosim b'fneim ma'niu. What's that case of something taken from the outside, put on the inside? Ilei megacholim shel yom kippurim. If you're saying that it's going to refer to the coals of yom kippur, that those have to come from the place on the outside Mizbeach, close as possible to the Pesach of the Heichal, then, behed yiksibu. That again, it says this, well, kach mo'e amalachto gachle eish mei al Mizbeach v'lifnei Hashem, it says over there. So what's the case? El kol hanitu b'fnim linosim b'chutz. So what is the case? Where you take something from the inside, you put it on the outside, that shnei bozich levoina shalecha maponim. That case, you have to take the Shnei Bazich Leboina of the Lechem Aponim, and that is going to be put on a fire that's as close as possible to the Pesach of the Heichal. And how do we know this? Is Digamri Mishirayim. That we learn out from Shirayim. We learn out from Shirayim of Chatoi Saplimius that the Shnei Bazich Leboina have to be done in the same place, Lefnei Hashem. So that's oh my gosh, this picture is way off.
Yeah. Okay.
No, they have mamish.
I mean,
they put the.
I'm so surprised this picture.
Unless you learn. Okay, maybe it's only like one. Okay, fine. Yeah.
You can't put three.
Right. Yeah, you can't put three opinions. Yeah, we have to tell her. Don't tell her again. Okay. Fine. So don't look at the picture yet. So fine. So that's the case. Anito b'chutz v'nasim b'fnim. That's the cholim l'chol yoyim v'yoyim. And it's taken from the Maracha and the place where it's as close as possible to the Pesach. That's referring to the Keteris. You take the coals from the Adam Mizbeach, put on the Yidam Mizbeach, and you burn the Ktaris there. So that's what it means. It's a Merach, that's a Natal B'chutz, a Natal B'fnim. G'chom L'chayom Yom, the Gomer, we know how we know, the Gomer Me'g'chom Shem HaKippurim. You learn it out from the G'cholim of Yom Kippur. Okay, here we go. U'maykah Sovar. So now, we have Rabbi Yossi, who's bringing a simon as to where these things were done. He basically is saying where Lifnei Hashem is. Lifnei Hashem is in this place, and the original Braisa that we're assuming, again, the original Mishnah, we're assuming is Rabbi Yossi saying that Lifnei Hashem is going to be done where the Maracha of the Ketoris is going to be, and the Maracha of the Ketoris is going to be 4 amas towards the north in the Mizbeach, and that's what it means, Arba Amas Moshul Chapitza. Okay. So now here, now we have to understand where the Mizbeach itself is situated. Here we go. Microsoft. What does he hold, Rabbi Yossi? If he holds that the entire Mizbeach is in the south of the... Again, so where's the south? Look at the picture. Don't look at the picture. The south, again, is, if you think about it, the Mizbeach's dimensions, again, is 32 by 32. No. Ah, yeah. No, the square, only talking about the square.
You're asking where the Dharma, the Kever starts in the south.
No.
Yeah,
no.
The
the square of the Mizbeach is now equal, the top of the square of the Mizbeach.
The bottom of the Kever is in the south.
That's true. But I don't know why.
The
point we're focusing on is where the northern edge of the Mizbeach is. So if you think about it, if the entire Mizbeach is going to be in the south, where is the top of the square of the Mizbeach going to be located vis-a-vis the Pesach of the Heichel?
Five.
Five. Got it? Five.
It's five and five. You said before, five and four. The Pesach is five.
That's right.
The Yisrael is on the 50 yard line. So it's however many amas from the end
of
the
line. No.
Yeah.
No. What do you mean the 50 yard line? What?
If the whole Mizbeach.
That means that, no, so it means the top of the Mizbeach is equal to the middle of the Pesach of the Heichel, because the middle of the Pesach of the Heichel is the middle of the Azorah.
Why top of the Mizbeach? Why not the Yisoyah?
Why not the Yisoyah? Because we're referring to the whole Mizbeach.
So therefore, where?
I know.
That means the top of the Mizbeach.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No. We have to...
It's only three. It's not five.
Sorry. I don't know.
Right,
Mizbeach b'darim kari. Maybe I'm just not understanding. I just have to do the Mizbeach b'darim kari. If the Mizbeach is in the south, so then again, what's five? The easy way to do this is what's 32 minus 5? 27. So if you want to get the part of the Mizbeach that's opposite the entrance of the Heichel, you need to have 27 in the northern part of the Mizbeach. You have to go in the northern direction. You have to go 27 in, and then you're going to be near the Pesach HaHechel. So what are you saying? 4 amas. And if you're going to say that the Kedushas HaHechel and the Ulam is the same, and therefore we have to correspond, we can correspond to the Pesach HaHechel, how much more would you add on if you're going to include the Pesach HaHechel, like we said? It's going to be, the total is 20. There's an additional 5 on each. So you need 22. Back to Gemara. If you hold Kedushas Heichel v'Ulam Chadahi, Esrim v'Tarta Boi L'Meisi. You add on another 5. What's 32 minus 5 minus 5? 22. That's easy. You keep on deducting. That's how I would... Now, here it gets even more difficult. What? Keep on... Yeah. And if you hold that half of the Mizbeach is in the northern part of the Azorah, and the half is now in the southern part of the Azorah, so to get to the Pesach HaHechel, from starting from the southwest corner, to get to the Pesach HaHechel, how much do you need? Well, here's the way to remember it. What's 32 divided by 2? 16. 16 in the north, 16 in the south. If you want to go to get to the Pesach HaHechel again, what's 16 minus 5? 11. So you have to go from the southwest to get to the Pesach HaHechel, you have to go 11 amas from the southwest corner. Frekti Gemara. chatzrei boy the mesa. You're going to need 11. The elo kasav akdushas hechav ulam chadam ilsa. Maybe you'll say what? That you're going to need to have, you're going to hold that the kedushas hechav ulam is one, and therefore corresponding to the pesach ha'ulam is also sufficient. If that's the case, we add on another, or deduct another 5. What's 11 minus 5? 6. Shisboi lemesi. So you, to get to the Pesach HaHechel, if you hold it in this Mizbeach, is right in the middle. Chetzi b'dorim, chetzi b'tzofim. To get to the Pesach HaHechel, all you'd have to get to the Pesach HaHechel from the southwestern corner, 6. But we said how much do you need? 4. Did I lose everyone? So you must hold that the whole Mizbeach is in the Tzofen. And therefore what? And therefore, the Yesoid, now we're going here, the Yesoid, the bottom Yesoid, is going to correspond to the, it's going to go to the middle, right? That's going to be the middle of the Azor, which is the middle of the Hechel, the Pesach Hechel. And therefore, you're going to go, take the 4 Amos, right? V'hani Arba Amos. Ama Yisoid, Ama Soiviv, Ama Mokam Kronis, Ama Mokam Ragle Akahanim on the Mizbeach, the Chimazgul Kame Tvei, Suleka Pesach. So now if you're looking at the, if you want the Maroch HaShniyah to be opposite of the Pesach, it has to be by that 4th Ama. Because once you go past that 4th Ama, you're past the Pesach HaHechel, Suleka Pesach.
So you need the Pesach HaHechel, not the Pesach
HaHechel? Oh, and we're also going at this point, Pesach Hechel, yes. That we're not going Kedushas Ulam Hechel Chadhi. Yes. Yes, correct.
So on the previous point when we had 6 and it was not 4, if it was in the middle, is it possible that it's only 6 counting from the Yesod?
Yes.
And that means we have 4 on top, and that would work.
Either you have Ruach HaKodesh or Nevuah. I'm not sure which one. But that's going to be one of the Terusim of the Gemara.
Yeah, excellent chart here.
How you figured that one out, either you knew it, or maybe you knew it from last cycle. I don't know. All right. Amar Vada Barava.
This is exactly what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, you see how he changes the area of the Mizbech?
Yeah, so he's got, it's exactly just much clearer.
Much clearer.
Right.
This is much clearer. This is really what you need. You need 6 different diagrams.
Right. He's got 3 side by side. And
you want to walk around to show everyone?
No, I don't want to.
Show it up. Show it up.
Afterwards.
Show and tell.
$5.30.
So it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. He has a dip. Oh, so that was our proof. This is all going back. That Rabbi Yossi holds the homeless bath is with something. Marno, you have no proof. What's the case? Who's the opinion of this Braisa? Amar Avad Barabo, Haman Rabbi Yehuda. It's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mizbeach Mamutza VaOmer BeEmso HaAzora. He held that the Mizbeach is in the middle. Ushloishim Rishtayim Amos Hoyu, and it was 32 Amos. Okay, Hoyuloi. Eser Amos Keneged Pischa Shel Hechel, and then you have again 10 Amos in the middle of the Mizbeach, which corresponds to the Pesach of the Hechel. Achas Eser Amos Mikan, Achas Eser Amos Mikan. So if you're going to have, if it's 32 by 32. And there's 10 Amos that corresponds to the Pesach HaHechel. How much is on each side? What's 32 divided by 10, minus 10? 22. What's 22 divided by 2? Because we're on each side. 11 on each side. Now, moving a little further in the Cheshire. Nimtza, Mizbeach, Mechuvin, Keneged HaHechel. Right? So you have Mizbeach, Keneged HaHechel. In fact, the Gemara, the middle of them there. Soif, Soif, Rabbi Yehuda, Chatzvei, Boi, Lemei. Say, are you going to need 11? And again, if you're going to hold that the Kedushas Ulam and the Hechel are one Kedusha, you're going to need 6. Right? You're going to need 6, because what's 11 minus 5? Again, an additional 5. Or deduct another 5. You're going to need 6. Oh, so this is Jonathan's answer.
Yeah,
actually, your name is Yochanan?
Yes,
your name is Yochanan?
Yes.
Oh, not Yonason.
No. Oh, yeah.
So okay. That's what I remembered
it. We're middle of a cheshmen. You'll tell me afterwards. Arba Amos Bar Me Ama Yusayt Ba Amos Soyvev. We're excluding the Ama, the Am of the Yisoid and the Am of the Yisoidim. So once you, in other words, you go to the, I guess you call it the Mizbeach proper, what's 6 minus 2?
Nerdic.
So,
I was like,
you should have come yesterday, are you? We had mathematicians say. So wait. So that's going like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who held, we're saying that it's in the middle of the Mizbeach. Because he held, the Mizbeach, the middle of the Mizbeach is, corresponds to the middle of the Hechel, because it's the middle of the Azor. Frankly, the Mar, but Nukma Karab Yaisi. The point at this point is that you don't have a proof that Rabbi Yaisi holds the whole Mizbeach is in the Tzafen. You could learn up the Braisa to mean that the Mizbeach is in the middle. So say it's Rabbi Yaisi. Maybe Rabbi Yaisi held that the Mizbeach is in the middle. Nukma Karab Yaisi, Vemutza. So the Mar, and it's in the middle. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Vishamana Le Mimutza Behedya. He held that no, we held that no, it's not befeirush, not explicit. Then Rabbi Yossi holds it's in the middle. Enochalami, you could have said that, and you have no proof. Rabbi Yossi holds that, that the Mizbeach is in the middle. However, Rabbi Yehuda, we know explicitly that that's what he holds. And, therefore, that's why we decided to say that the Braisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda instead of Rabbi Yossi. I hope everyone got the cheshbon here. I would just say one quick thought. The question really is the situation of the Mizbeach, where it's situated. Is it based off of the design of the Beis Hamikdash, or is it a special halach in the Mizbeach where it should be? The din of Kol Biksav. This is how the furniture has to be arranged. You have the Leichter over here, you have the bookcase over here, the Havdil. The Mizbeach is the Beis Hamikdash as well. Kol Biksav, B'yad Hashem, Elai Hiskil. It has to be here the Mizbeach, and here it has to be. So the Fashur is the din, right. The Fashur is the din of HaKol B'Ksav, where things are situated. The question is the din soften of the Mizbeach, where it is in the middle. Is it that halacha? Or maybe it's a, oh, you're saying what? That's a Mizbeach, that's a Lechem HaPanim. No, so the question is, or maybe it's a new din in the Mizbeach, a new halacha.
I mean, it's not about HaKol B'Ksav. The HaKol B'Ksav. This is the Ksav in the Torah, where it has to be. This is based on
Sukkim
in the Torah.
Kol B'Ksav
is how they build.
Yes. Okay. So again, so maybe not say it in the way of a Kol B'Ksav. It's a. The question is it halacha specifically in the Mizbeach? I'll tell you Nafkamina. Nafkamina would be by Shiloh, by the Mishkan Shiloh. Does it have to be B'Tzafen or not? There's no din of a Kol B'Ksav or a design of the Mishkan. It's a Mishkan Shiloh. No, because there's no din. Pashas, the din of HaKol B'Ksav is a din in the Beis HaMikdash, not a din in the Mishkan. Right, this is the clair of the rebellion. There's no din. It's not like. Okay, alright.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.